Michael. Today is Women's Day, when we celebrate and honor the brave women who marched against apartheid pass laws in 1956. So over 20,000 women from all of South Africa marched to the Union Buildings in Pretoria to protest laws that restricted the movement of black people. The day is also used to highlight the invaluable role of all women in society today. We are speaking to Western Cape Minister of Social Development, Jaco Lont, about the significance of the day.
Good morning, Minister. How are you doing?
Good morning, good morning. I am blessed, thank you. And may it be a blessed Women's Day to you and all the female listeners that's online.
Oh, thank you so much, Minister. Thank you so much. We're going to have a wonderful Women's Day. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us this morning. But what are you doing?
Honor.
But what are you doing today to celebrate Women's Day?
So I'm actually on my way. I was in the Boland for the last few days, in Bonnievale, and Robertson was yesterday. But I'm on my way to Guguletu. I am joining a few of my colleagues. One of them, Minister Sibiwe Kwarube, Bridget Masangu, and others, where we focus on the scourge of gender-based violence and what women have to face in our country. So I'm with my colleagues now in Guguletu, and yesterday, like I mentioned, I was in the Overberg area, and we had a gender-based violence ambassador launch in Bonnievale, which covered some of the surrounding towns.
Oh, that is a very good initiative. Nice, nice, nice. All the best for today. I know you guys are going to do amazing. And thank you. Thank you for the awareness that you bring to gender-based violence. We've got a big gender-based violence issue in South Africa at the moment. But can you give us some more background on the gender-based violence ambassador program?
Yeah, I mean, gender-based violence is a scourge on our community. It's a klat op ons naam. I mean, it's in 2022, we started this in Swartland, and DfD social workers worked with the municipality to get that first program off the ground. Social workers train volunteers from the community that will assist in raising awareness about all the support services, the GBV support services that we offer, to make referrals to the department, to the South African Police Service, and then also advocate for victims of abuse and violence. And since then, our amazing social workers in the department, they've worked in different regions across the province, spearheading these GBV ambassador programs, working together with NPOs, and training more residents to support GBV victims and survivors. And the amazing thing is, one, our social workers do this above and beyond the normal caseload, the normal therapeutic work and the interventions they have to do, and they work with volunteers that do it out of the goodness of the heart, seeing that there's a need in the communities and standing up. We've already got programs like this established and running in Swartland, like I mentioned. We've got in Delft, we have in Grabouw, in Philippi, Ceres, we've got the Central Karoo District covered, the Noon, Bishop Lavers, Langa, Elsies, Visantekraal, we have in Berg River. So we're really stretching this footprint. My hope is that we can spread this even more, fight this scourge, and then one day these amazing men and women that's ambassadors, they can actually spend their energy elsewhere so that we don't have to talk about GBV anymore.
Yes, that is a point that we really wish we can get to, so that we don't have to talk about GBV anymore. But in reality, it is a big problem in our society. But thank you for the initiatives and the programs to help, because so much people just look the other way. People always just look the other way and say, that's not my business, that's not my problem. But we have people like you who go into this, look at the problem, target the problem, and try your best to fix what you can. And we are so grateful for that. And then I also want to know, in what other way is the department empowering women, young and old?
You see, and that is the one thing that I am so blessed to be working in a department like social development. I mean, we cannot do it alone. It's impossible to take on all the challenges we have in our communities and society on our own. And one of our focuses or core mandates is that we must support and safeguard those who are vulnerable, especially if you look at the children, the elderly, women, in this case where we have this topic as well. But we cannot do that alone. And this is where we have just over 1,000 NGOs that helps to strengthen our hand in providing services to marginalized groups, whether it's people living with disabilities, those without homes, GBV, gender-based violence victims, children in the foster system, the list goes on. And we have found that many of the volunteers who raise their hands to help these vulnerable are women, like our safety parents. These are individuals who raise their hands and say, I can provide a temporary safe space for a child who's been abused or in need of a safe, caring and loving home. And I visited some of those amazing women last week and just thanked them for what they are doing. Checked in when last their social worker come to you, is there anything that you need. Also through our DSD funded gender-based violence shelters across the province, I've seen women being given new hope in reclaiming their lives. They find the courage and the strength to leave their abusive partners. I mean, there's some amazing facilities where I see they do group work, individual work, but then also help prepare the CV, help prepare going for an interview, and even volunteers walking with the woman to submit their CVs, and even some amazing businesses that say, you know what, I'm only going to employ women that come through their circumstances so that they can be independent of the perpetrators. There's many other places where people learn new skills, learn new skills, gain economic freedom. We provide support to young girls. I mean, our Sanitary Dignity Project, we've distributed about 800,000 packs to the 365 schools where we, together with the education department, saw that there was a high dropout rate. And it's all those things that we do as a department, but also with our amazing NGO partners that make sure that we just make sure that safety net that's provided is strengthened a little bit more.
Oh, that is wonderful. So you go way beyond gender-based violence. It's not just gender-based violence. It's independence, as you say. It's sanitary towels. It's just being there for women, young and old. It's just, that's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. And now this morning, you have your a march that you're taking part in, as you say, so that you can get to that. And I don't keep you too long. Just lastly, what is a final message you would like to give to all the women out there?
I mean, it starts with the women in our own lives. This is a message firstly to the men, to make sure that you honor the woman that's in your life, that you treat them in a way that you also are a positive role model, because young kids, they see the actions of the adult. They learn a lot, not to what you say, but what you do as well. So firstly to the men, my plea is to pay attention to how you interact with the amazing woman that's in your life. And then to the women, I mean, the incredible role that you play in uplifting our communities, I mean, it cannot be overstated. Whenever we have events like the GBV Ambassador launch, the women far outnumber the men. They are the ones who usually step in to become positive change agents. And even the social workers, when I move to all the offices across this province, the majority are women. These are professionals who play a crucial role in identifying those in need, connecting them to the services that can alleviate suffering and empower them to navigate difficult circumstances. So thank you for all the amazing work that you do. You are valued, you appreciate it. And I pray that one day we can have a society where you can go to the shops, don't have to look over your shoulder. You can go out with your girlfriends and you don't have to worry if everybody's going to come home safe. And that is what we need to strive. So we honor you, we thank you, and may you have a blessed Woman Day. And let's make sure we work for a society where you can fully live your potential.
Thank you so much, Minister Roxy Zalipli Opigrond. But thank you so much for that, ladies and gentlemen. That is the Western Cape Minister of Social Development, Mr. Jaco Lont. A wonderful man. We thank you for everything you do in our community. As small as you think it is, you are doing big things, Minister. We thank you so much.